We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
I love Mama.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello and Japenowa, lovely viewers. That is how welcome is said in Tibetan, a language spoken in Tibet and various other places around the world. It's a joy to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hutul, on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yangchiaole Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jingmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Scotland develops climate change initiatives. In humanitarian news, more individuals in the United States are donating their kidneys to people unknown to them. In sports news, a 55-year-old grandmother from New Zealand becomes the oldest person to swim the Cook Strait. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 3rd, is Poland's National Day, celebrating the adoption of its constitution in 1791, which was the first written constitution in Europe. Located in Central Europe, Poland has 13 United Nations educational, scientific, and cultural organization World Heritage Sites. They include the architectural landmark, the Centennial Hall in Wrocław, and the historic center of Krakow, which has Europe's biggest market square. Among the distinguished people of Polish ancestry who have made outstanding contributions to our world are the famous astronomer Nicholas Copernicus, two-time Nobel Prize-winning scientist Marie Curie, legendary pianist Frédéric Chopin, the much-loved His Holiness Pope John Paul II, and human rights activist and former president of Poland, Lech Walesa, who was the recipient of a Nobel Peace Prize. May all God-loving citizens of Poland have a memorable Constitution Day.
Fly-in news. Supreme Master Qinghai International Association relief news update from Indonesia. Recently, torrential rains caused flooding in Indonesia's East Kalimantan province. Up to 30,000 homes were damaged, with roads submerged, and over 20,000 people evacuated to makeshift tents and relatives' homes.
Supreme Master Qinghai immediately pledged $15,000, asking our association's relief team to go with her love to help those in need. This amount could purchase the equivalent of $181,000 in items if bought in the United States, based on Indonesia's cost of living. Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for updates when events such as these occur. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report from our association's relief team.
April 29, 2009. Most Compassionate Master. Regarding Samarinda Flood, East Kalimantan, Indonesia. Following heavy rain for days, floodwater inundated several areas in the capital city of Samarinda of East Kalimantan province with water levels of up to 100 centimeters, which brought damage to many roads and some 20,000 homes.
Upon learning of this news, Master lovingly sent $15,000 for the flood victims and asked us to help them in every way we can. On April the 24th, our relief team from Bali, Jakarta and Balikpapan departed for Samarinda. With information previously obtained from the local Red Cross, we bought the necessary medicines. Together with the Red Cross, we prepared 1,000 packages consisting of food items and other necessities, as well as 200 baby food packages to be distributed in Temidang Permai village, North Samarinda districts, where no relief aid had been provided.
To reach the area, which was still submerged in the water, we travelled by a boat provided by the Red Cross. Our association's doctor worked side by side with a doctor from the Red Cross, examining and giving medicines to about 800 patients. The flood victims were very happy to receive the food packages, and the patients were so delighted because they hadn't been able to go to the doctor due to the flood. Meanwhile, we also distributed SOS flyers. Many people asked for more explanation on global warming and the reason why the vegan diet is the solution.
We went back home after 4 days' service, having spent $3,500 of Master's contribution for the relief materials and paying for our own travel expenses. We are still assessing if we need to return to carry out relief work again.
We appreciate so much having this opportunity to serve our fellow citizens and to witness so many beautiful people generously reaching out to those in need. We are very grateful for Master's blessing and arrangements for everything to be carried out smoothly. Love from association members in Indonesia.
Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for permitting us to share this information with our concerned viewers. We appreciate our association's foreign group for providing this report. We extend our heartfelt thanks to the Indonesian Red Cross and all other relief personnel for their timely response in assisting the flood victims. Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's loving aid to the afflicted, as well as our association relief team's diligent efforts. We pray for the Indonesians' quick recovery of their normal, fruitful lives, and that such weather disasters are alleviated as we join together in increased kindness toward one another and the environment. Floods in Houston, Texas, USA. Residents in the large Texan city and surrounding suburbs are still feeling the effects of flooding from severe storms that struck earlier this past week. Parts of the city were deluged with 6 inches of rainfall overnight and almost 9 inches within 24 hours. During the surge, the Harris County Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Management urged people in flooded homes to stay indoors. The American Red Cross opened 3 shelters for those affected. While some properties sustained considerable damage, thankfully no injuries were reported. Our gratefulness, American Red Cross, city and county officials, for your timely care of the flood victims during the heavy downpour. We wish them a smooth recovery of their fulfilling day-to-day lives, and that such unstable weather may subside through our better stewardship of our earthly home.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Canadian woman released in Nigeria. Canadian national Julie Ann Mulligan, who had been detained since mid-April while participating in a cultural exchange organized by Rotary International, has been rescued. Canadian and Nigerian officials, as well as Rotary International, collaborated to secure her peaceful freedom. Our respectful salute, Nigerian, Canadian and Rotary International personnel, for your diplomatic endeavors to assure the liberty of Miss Mulligan. Wishing her a joyous homecoming and many blessed moments with loved ones.
Our public health officials have recommended that schools with confirmed or suspected cases of this flu strongly consider temporarily closing.
Rapid detection and treatment can't halt swine flu's progression.
With swine flu victims officially confirmed by the World Health Organization in at least 13 nations and the number of confirmed cases reaching 705, governments and healthcare practitioners have responded rapidly to minimize the threat of this combined swine-bird-human flu that has now been confirmed on all continents except Africa and Antarctica. World Health Organization's officials are now expecting to raise the level of the flu alert to phase 6, which is the highest level and indicates a global pandemic. In the United States, school closures number more than 400 across the country, with Texas alone shutting down 31 districts and sending 291,000 students home. During his weekly online address, U.S. President Barack Obama explained that closing schools was part of a multifaceted approach to halt the virus spread.
We are taking all necessary precautions in the event that the virus does turn into something worse. The Centers for Disease Control has recommended that schools and childcare facilities with confirmed cases of the virus close for up to 14 days. This is why we urge employers to allow infected employees to take as many sick days as necessary. If more schools are forced to close, we've also recommended that both parents and businesses think about contingency plans if children do have to stay home.
German flu expert Professor George Vogel has emphasized that rapid diagnosis is critical in treating the flu. While not specific to the swine flu, a quick test is widely available for diagnosis that can detect general influenza instantly. Patients who are quickly diagnosed and receive treatment in the form of medications such as Tamiflu tend to experience improvement with fevers diminishing in 6 to 8 hours. Preventative measures to avoid the flu include frequent hand washings and other basic practices of good hygiene.
To aid in swine flu detection for air travelers, governments such as Kenya and Morocco have implemented protective measures for workers as well as passengers, screening mechanisms. Tunisia has installed thermal detectors to identify people coming into the country who have a fever, while others such as German Airlines Lufthansa have announced that medical doctors will travel onboard flights coming from Mexico.
To understand more of the general risks and the origination of the swine flu virus, Supreme Master Television spoke with zoologist Juliette Gallaudly, director of Vegetarians International Voice for Animals, or VIVA, in the United Kingdom. Director Gallaudly described the conditions of most factory farms, which increase the risk of diseases such as the H1N1 virus.
Could you maybe talk to us about the disease element in this way of bringing up animals?
One of the huge problems with factory farming, aside from the cruelty issues, are that if you cram a lot of animals into the smallest space that you possibly can, in dirty conditions, then it allows microorganisms to spread like wildfire. The other thing with animals like dairy cows, pigs, chickens, turkeys and so forth is that they've been selectively bred and modified so that their genetics are much weaker than a wild animal. So that if you get a microorganism, say a bacteria, that infects one animal, it's likely to spread through the lot. And obviously this has been one of the concerns, for example, with bird flu. It's certainly now a concern with swine flu, which is obviously sort of the hot topic of the day. But to me, the conditions that I've seen pigs kept in again and again and again all over the UK and beyond, it is no surprise to me that new diseases will be developing, and this certainly won't be the last of them that we see from factory farmed animals.
Director Galatly and Vegetarians International Voice for Animals for their commitment to documenting factory farm conditions for the benefit of both humans and animals. We are also relieved to know that the new influenza is responding well to existing medicines and appreciate the efforts of the World Health Organization, US President Obama, and nations worldwide in implementing measures to protect public health. Our prayers for the swift recovery of all who have been affected by this disease, and that people everywhere are encouraged to turn to a plant-based diet for greater physical well-being and peace of mind.
Vegetarianism in religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata, Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. They will be awakening their own great, compassionate, loving self-nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Kenya and Tanzania launch multi-million dollar road project. As part of their efforts to improve transport infrastructure and boost economic growth, the leaders of the East African Community have launched the first of a series of road projects in the region. The 240-kilometer Arusha-Ati River Thruway will link Tanzania's Arusha to Namanga and then Namanga to the Ati River in Kenya.
The project is being jointly financed by the Africa Development Bank, or ADB, the Japan International Cooperation Agency, with additional funding from Tanzania and Kenya. At the launch, Kenya's President Mwai Kibaki said, "I am confident that once completed, the modernization works on this road will have a positive impact on trade, tourism, agriculture and industrial development."
Our appreciation and Providence bless African Development Bank and Japan, International Cooperation Agency, for your assistance in this worthy project. With heaven's grace, may these expanding roadways, starting with Kenya and Tanzania, bring ever-blossoming trade, friendship and prosperity to the people of all East African nations.
Thought-controlled wheelchair developed in Spain. Dr. Javier Minges of the University of Zaragoza in Aragon has created this mobile device in which a cap worn by the user transmits brain activity. A laser scanner creates a three-dimensional picture of the area around the chair. When the person in the chair looks at the display and focuses on the part of the room where he or she wishes to go, the wheelchair responds. Volunteers training in the use of the chair were able to navigate after 45 minutes. Faster, more advanced models are expected within a few years. What a remarkable development! Our hats off to you, Dr. Javier Minges, for this beneficial innovation, which surely will bring freedom and fulfillment to the lives of many.
Save our planet. Bolivian indigenous people at risk of extinction due to climate change. The Aru Chipaya have survived throughout the years on the edges of a Bolivian salt desert because of water supplied by the Lajuca River. Now, global warming-related drought has caused the river to dry up. Mr. Juan Condori of the Aru Chipaya said, "The Chipaya could cease to exist within the next 50 years. The most important thing is water."
If there is no water, the Chipaya have no life. Bolivian President Evo Morales has stated that his government will partner with indigenous peoples at this year's upcoming climate change summit in Denmark to advocate more strongly for developed countries to limit their greenhouse gas emissions.
"We pray for the protection of the Aru Chipaya and other indigenous peoples through these urgent times. Let us work together in adopting truly sustainable lifestyles to ensure the survival of all humankind."
In an international gathering on August 20, 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai once again expressed her concern and explained how a global shift to a vegan diet could actually restore fresh water supplies and other natural resources to the earth.
"Meat consumption is the one that takes away all things, water, cereals and the vegetable protein, up to 85% of it. So it's taken away a lot of the world resource and water. 70% of it. So even if we don't shower, we don't brush teeth, it amounts to nothing. When they don't stop eating meat, we're going to damage this planet. The resource will be running out. It's already running out."
Save our planet. island nation representatives meet for climate change. Visiting at Germany's invitation for the first time, 20 United Nations ambassadors representing the Alliance of Small Island States, or AOSIS, arrived to address issues on environment policies and the threat of climate change to their island nations. Following meetings with German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier and Chancellor Angela Merkel, they visited the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research, or PIK, in Bonn. The meetings are in preparation for the upcoming UN Climate Conference in Copenhagen, Denmark. Germany, our warm-hearted thanks for your support of the Alliance of Small Island States and the fragile state of their nations. May this be the year when change on a global level is made to protect island residents and all lives.
Because I know that environmentally it's the right thing to do. I know in terms of health it's the right thing to do, and ethically it's the right thing to do.
Save our planet. Tacoma Park hosts city's first veg week. In Maryland, USA, the city of Tacoma Park enjoyed its first veg week from April 24 to April 30, 2009, an event inspired by State Senator Jamie Raskin after he acknowledged the devastating consequences of meat consumption to the planet.
I've been seeing as a state senator the environmental costs of livestock production in our state and what the poultry industry has meant to the environment, because it's a source of pollutants and toxic contamination, nitrogen runoff in the Chesapeake Bay, as well as a major contributor to greenhouse gas emissions, and so therefore global warming, the overarching peril that threatens all of us.
Senator Raskin wrote to the Tacoma Voice Journal calling on all local residents to choose vegetarian meals for 1 week. This led the non-profit organization Compassion Over Killing to initiate the week-long event, which was then officially designated by Mayor Bruce Williams as Tacoma Park Veg Week. Executive Director for Compassion Over Killing, Erica Meyer, explained more.
It's a proclamation that specifically encourages people to choose vegetarian foods because a meat-based diet has been shown to be harmful for our health. It's been shown to harm the planet, and it also is responsible for tremendous animal suffering.
With local restaurants also agreeing to serve additional vegetarian options, businesses and individuals alike joined in the exciting pledge to be veg and contributed to a sustainable world.
Hi, I'm Adina. I'm with the International Association of Approved Basketball Officials. Be veg, go green, save the planet.
So I'm psyched, at least for 1 week, hopefully more, to be part of this vegetarian community.
Bravo, Senator Raskin, Mayor Williams, Executive Director Meyer, Compassion Over Killing, and all others for your earth-saving initiative in making Tacoma Park Veg Week a reality. May people the world over quickly adopt this noble lifestyle for the health of all beings and the planet.
Save our planet. Perth, Australia experienced her second hottest April ever, and also the driest in 15 years, with only 5 millimetres of rain in the month compared to last year's 154 millimetres.
Save our planet. Due to climate change-induced weather conditions in Nepal, such as prolonged drought, the UN World Food Programme, or WFP, announces an increase in support for food aid from 3 million to now 4 million people.
Save our planet. US company Fortune Data Center finds that concrete floors and an overhead cooling system could save 75% of energy costs for data centers because of how gravity helps draw the more chilled air downward to circulate over the naturally cool concrete floor.
It's me, the panda, and I simply adore my plant-based diet. I have a family tip of the day for you. To encourage imagination in your children, ask them to help beautify their play area. Maybe they will like a special color or a fun thing, like one with their favorite animal friend. Then you can together find the most eco-friendly way to paint or decorate. Have fun! Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. And now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In environmental news, Scotland advocates tree planting initiatives to lessen the effects of climate change. Environment Minister Rosanna Cunningham stated that possible projects include forming partnerships to undertake sustainable energy endeavours. In addition, the government is committed to finding various ways to increase the area of new forests. Minister Cunningham said, "Forests and woodlands play an important role in the fight against climate change. By planting more trees, we can lock up more carbon and reduce the harmful impact our emissions have on the planet." Our respectful appreciation, Environment Minister Rosanna Cunningham and Scotland, on your dedication to our verdant and life-giving ecosystem. Heaven bless you with success in finding and implementing the quickest, surest ways to preserve your beautiful nation and our marvelous planet.
In humanitarian news, an increasing number of people in the United States give kidneys to recipients previously unknown to them. In some cases, a person in need of a kidney transplant may have friends or relatives willing to donate, but they may not be a good match. The kidney chain is a process which enables a mismatched pair to join up with another such couple, so that the recipient in one pair matches with the donor of the second pair. Dr. Robert A. Montgomery of Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, Maryland, USA, and associates estimate that this system of pair donations could increase by 1,500 the number of transplants taking place each year. Bravo, all the courageous kidney donors. We're touched by your selfless act, and God bless your sacrificing spirit to help others. May you and all those receiving a new lease on life be granted years of happiness and health. Up next on Noteworthy News, grandmother in New Zealand becomes the oldest person to swim the Cook Strait. We'll just go for a short walk and be right back. More peaceful news will be right up here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Very cool news for a jubilant world. In sports news, a New Zealand woman becomes the oldest person to swim Cook Strait. 55-year-old Miss Pam Dixon swam the 26 kilometers in 9 hours and 23 minutes. The massage therapist and grandmother of nine has completed many marathons and Ironman races in the past. This was her first attempt to cross the strait, which separates New Zealand's North and South Islands. Miss Dixon said she is very happy at her success and already considering her next athletic challenge. Congratulations, Miss Pam Dixon, on your fantastic accomplishment. May you be blessed with a vibrant life, replete with many fulfilling moments.
And now for some laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, In Good Company.
A wife said to her husband, "You know, we have been married for many years, and I just realized today that I'm not a good wife." Her husband was surprised. "But why? I have never said something like that. How do you think like that?" The wife said, "You know, because people say a good wife makes a good husband."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
As a writer and translator, I sometimes feel lonely and empty. But listening to or watching Supreme Master Television makes me feel recharged and full of positive energy and inspiration. Thanks, Supreme Master Ching Hai and Supreme Master Television. You are my best and forever company. Helen from Tainan, Formosa, Taiwan.
Gentle Helen, what a sweet note. Your happiness is a great encouragement to us. It's wonderful indeed that so many of your fellow citizens have already embraced the vegan lifestyle. Let's keep working together, sharing information about the benefits of the plant-based diet. After most of the world has become vegan, we brothers and sisters around the world can celebrate, drink tea, and relax. May heaven's light continue to shine on you and the elevated people of Formosa or Taiwan.
And here is a personal message from Supreme Master Ching Hai. You are welcome, Helen. Enjoy good vibration from Supreme Master Television and heaven's blessing. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching today's Noteworthy News. As always, we welcome comments and good stories from your region of the world. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Gongzhuji Mela. That means God bless in Tibetan.
May the light of the divine guide your every step. We'll see you again soon.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As a gesture of continued goodwill, China's Ministry of Health issues an invitation for Formosa, or Taiwan, to participate as an observer in the next World Health Organization gathering.
Iranian artists receive several prizes in Syria's 5th International Cartoon Contest, which features entries from across 70 different countries.
Food for School, a Philippine program to help improve the attendance and nutrition of students from less fortunate families, continues to distribute free rice in schools.
US researchers find that birds, especially parrots, have not only the ability to dance, but they also change their rhythm in response to a musical beat.
Slovakian researchers evaluating older, healthy women found that those who followed a vegetarian diet had less oxidative stress and free radicals, thus lowering their disease risk.
The United Nations releases over $3 million US in emergency relief aid to help the tens of thousands of people left homeless by the heavy rains in southern Africa.
European Union representatives meet with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to discuss the creation of a closer partnership in fields of energy, trade, human rights and migration.
The Norwegian embassy donates money and prosthetics to a Lebanese football team of landmine survivors to help their reintegration into society and encourage peace.
During his visit in Beijing, China, Japanese Prime Minister Taro Aso calls for the two countries to work together to help solve the world's environmental and economic challenges.
Sudanese and Chadian officials continue their meetings in Doha, Qatar, in an effort to create lasting peace between the two neighbors.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.